Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon and welcome to Conservative Talk Radio. I apologize for that technical difficulty. Good afternoon, I'm Chauncey Brown, and this is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, where we are always right, never left. We have real issues, real people, and real talk. Today we have an exciting show for you today. We have an American patriot named Tim Fazenbaker. He's running for Congress out of Maryland. He has devoted his life being an exec in the healthcare, mental health care industry, and as well as the energy independent industry. And I think that he has a lot to say about where we need to take this country in the future. I'd like to welcome Tim to the show. Good afternoon, Tim. How are you?
Hey, I'm doing well, Chauncey, and I actually like that music you had there in the beginning, so kind of pretty good.
Tim, thank you. You know, I'm not that technically good, so I didn't realize that the music kicked down on me, but thank you very much. Can you please briefly tell the American people a little bit about your background and a little bit about who Tim is?
Yeah. So I'm a Baltimore native initially, and I went to school at Towson University where I studied psychology. And after college, I lived in Pennsylvania for a little while, and I moved up through the ranks and doing what I loved at the time, which was in the healthcare field, and especially in mental health. Became an executive at an early age where I really started to understand people's minds and behaviors. And it was shortly after Obamacare when that landscape just changed. Lost my job in that field, and I had to find another field. And I had moved back to Maryland to start a family. I have five kids, and I got into the environmental and the hazardous waste industry, and it had ties in with some healthcare stuff. So I learned a whole new concept of things that were going on from a pollution standpoint, or how to properly handle waste. And then it was last year in this area in Maryland where I live, it's called Sparrows Point, fairly conservative, and we have our local representation. They're all Republicans, but a lot of them are RINOs. They had done things and sided with the Democrats and done a lot of things that weren't conservative. And for the sake of my children and everybody else's children and everyone else in this area, I said it was time to stand up. And I had a following in the area. I used to be a musician. I played 20 years in a band, and people knew me here. So people started to listen to my message, and I used my mental health background to really tailor a message that fit both sides, the right and left, to find that commonality that we all strive for. And that's how I got here today. And we have been identified as one of the 19 seats that will flip this Congress and give back control of the House to the Republicans.
Well, you know, I wish you the best of luck, and I'm sure you'll do well. You touch upon a very critical issue that is facing our nation today, which is mental health. Mental health has led itself to, and I have a past with some mental health issues. It's part of drug addiction, alcohol addiction, homelessness, and if you don't get proper help, it could be a revolving door for you. I thank God that he kept his hands on me and I was able to escape that. But I have firsthand experience. I understand how mental health is critical in this country, and we need more candidates like yourself who will bring that issue to the forefront. Do you have any ideas as it relates to mental health when you arrive in Congress, some of the things that you would like to maybe try to do to increase awareness of mental health, or maybe some type of programs that might be able to capture where we have most of these challenges in the inner city overlaps into, you know, drugs, crime, et cetera? Do you have any ideas on how we might be able to address that?
Yeah, I do. And I'm glad you shared your story as well. Those stories give people inspiration all over the world that they can overcome whatever they're going through as well. So the changes that we've seen over the past 40 or 50 years in our culture is we went away from having hospitals that were really designed for mental health issues. So now you don't have as many hospitals out there to treat people with mental health issues, so that the physicians will know that someone has an issue, but because of HIPAA laws, they can't say anything, and that person goes back into society and becomes a risk. So then you have more gun violence, or you have knife violence, or you have self-harm or drug addiction or things along those lines. So we need to be able to open these facilities, get the people off the streets. Instead of having the debate over whether people should be able to have guns or not, let's have the debate about getting the people the help they need so they're not an issue and we don't have to worry about that. That's one thing that I've always pressed, is we need those facilities to come back into our society, because there's so many people out there with issues that are walking around. Secondly, our veterans, they face they come from a different perspective in mental health, many because of what they're facing in our wars and things like that. These people need to be given the proper care, and they are just taken advantage of. We've closed down many hospitals that were designed specifically for veterans, and they go to developers instead, or the resources go elsewhere. These people need help. And there's, I forget the number or the average, but there's 20-some veterans a day, I think, that commit suicide. So these things need to be addressed. There needs to be the resources for that. If you don't handle the mental health aspect right up front, then you're causing all kinds of issues throughout society. So there are two things that I would focus on right away, basically bringing back the hospital system so that people have the ability to get the mental health care they need, and then also the specific source of care for those veterans.
Yes, I agree. I also want to take a moment to thank all of the veterans that have served this country, as well as my late father. The veterans are always in my heart and prayers. My father was a proud second-class machinist, mate in the Navy. Mental health, yes, is the cornerstone of a lot of our issues. If we address mental health, and it is a challenging issue, I come from a city, so it's a shame to see people walking around. And because I've experienced these things, I have more compassion and understand that I realize that it's a mental issue. People don't want to be in these positions. These people need help. And you hit the nail on the head, where those are the facilities that we need to start increasing. Because once we address the mental health issue with proper medication, monitoring, and counseling, we can save these people. I know, because I'm saved. Even though I might have had a leg up, I come from a different environment, I'm still blessed to be able to be here, because some people don't make it. Thankful, and I'm blessed that I had my experiences. It's not a curse. Because, as you alluded to earlier, I want to be an inspiration of hope, you know, for other people as well. So, you know, I'm very, very thankful that you have the background in the mental health field, and that is an area that you're passionate about addressing, especially our veterans.
That.
Yes, sir.
Especially
our veterans. I really think it's a shame that these men and women go and fight for our country, and then they end up homeless. That is absolutely a shame in America, especially when we hold illegal immigrants at a higher standard now. For whatever their political gains is, I believe it's inhumane. And I'm glad that we have American patriots like you. That's why I have my show, to have people on like you that are on the ground, that are compassionate about saving our country, telling the truth.
Yep.
And understand.
I'd be remiss.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
I'd be remiss if I didn't bring up, you know, the fact that with mental health, there's also our children that are in foster care that don't get the care, and then they become, you know, part of this system, and it's just repetitive. So we, and that goes along with the fact that we do place importance of other groups of people over our American kids, and we see many kids in foster care, and they're not adopted because the system is so complicated and hard to adopt our children here, instead of, you know, people being able to go to another country. So it's when we talk about America first, what that means, and I say this in every community, it just means your family comes first, because God, it's your God-given duty to take care of your own family first, and then your neighbors, your block, your community, your city, your state, your country. You have that good foundation, then you can help others. But when we have people right here struggling with mental health or with the economy or whatever it's going to be for that person, we need to be able to take care of our own right here first before we can help others. But America has always been the most gracious nation, and we take care of many, many others around the world, but we are neglecting many people right here, starting with our children, our veterans, and our people that are in need.
Yes, and I'm thankful that you brought up children. I was blessed to be able to serve two terms as a commissioner of education in New Jersey, and I hope that you would also consider, when you become a congressman, what we need to do within the public educational framework to identify mental health and mental challenges in school. Very, very important. You know, if we save these children and identify them at an early age, we can save them, because people normally have mental issues when they're young, and they start using drugs and alcohol to cope. Yep. Then it gets out of control. And this is my testimony and no one else's. And I understand that. Like I said, I'm fortunate. I'm blessed to be in the position I'm in. But it's important that I remind and share my story to give hope. And because of my experience, it lends credence to what I'm saying of my passion for understanding the challenges that these people face. And we need to have more compassion for Americans first before we use our political will for political and financial gain to put America second and illegals first.
That is exactly right.
I could never support that, Tim. Especially, as you alluded to, the veterans, they go, they fought for our country, have died for our country, and they're on the streets. This is not the America that I was raised to know as a kid, regardless of the challenges in the 1960s.
Mm-hmm. It is completely different. And I always say it is definitely evil when people will push aside their own people to help others for a political gain. That means they are self-serving and they don't care truly about the people that are in our communities. That's what this Congress, this next Congress is going to do. We are going to give back more power to Americans and stop the abuse that this system has created.
For those who are tuning into the show, this is Conservative Talk Radio. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We're always right, never left. We have real issues, real people, and real talk. And I'm blessed to have in the studio today Tim Fizendaker, who is running for U.S. Congress with a wealth of information, and not only information, he has compassion for our fellow man and woman, especially in the field of mental health. It is so critical, and I'm so blessed to have you on my show, and I'm so thankful that you're a candidate that wants to address issues that are so critical to this country and turning it around, you know, to help save people's lives. That's, you know, we need more Congress people that want to slave lives and not tear down lives.
Yeah, exactly. A public servant is exactly that. It's serving the public, not the way that these congressmen are currently doing it, where they are making the patriots in this country serve them. I want to serve and give back to the nation that has been so gracious to me.
And that's exactly what I was raised to know from my late father, who was a civil rights activist, Navy veteran, American patriot, Republican, and former president of the NAACP in Patterson in the 1960s. Public service is a passion. You have to love people in order to get involved with public service. Because if you're not, you're going to be exposed. If you want to be a politician, if you're looking to gain for political advantage, that will be exposed if you're not a true public servant. And that's what I argue about today in my local community, my local radio show, when I talk about we don't need politicians. We need public servants elected to office. And until we get that, things will not change. As long as they're looking for a political gain, then things will not change. An organizational gain, whatever it may be, it's not going to save our community, as you alluded to. It's not going to save our country.
That's right.
And we need more people like you. And I'm very, very, like I said, blessed and thankful to have a true American patriot on my show that is compassionate about his country and humanity. Would you like to share with the American people, if they would like to get involved with your campaign, donate to your campaign? Because I know it's unfortunate, but campaigns need money. How can they reach out to you and be a part of your campaign or donate?
Sure. The easiest way is my website, timfazenbaker.com. And that's TimFazenBaker. You can also get me at Facebook for at Fazen Baker for Congress on Facebook. And on Twitter, you can find me at America1, Tim Faze, F-A-Z-E. The number one thing I tell people, if you want to really help this campaign, is to spread this message. That is more powerful than anything else. Money always helps. Volunteering helps. Spreading the message is the key for us to get this going. And we've been getting this all over the place around this country. And as I said, we now have this seat identified as one of the possible flips to take back that house. So I encourage everybody, please, help any way you can. Volunteer, donate money, spread this message. America needs it. And I appreciate everyone's efforts as well.
Thank you very much, Tim, for being on the show today. Hopefully you'll come back onto the show. And we'd like to, you know, hear about if you have a 5-point or 3-point plan. I knew we took in a lot of information today, but we'd like to have you back on to talk about other issues. And if you'd like to mention them today briefly before we have the next show, you could mention some other issues that you might be passionate about as far as veterans, children, mental health, energy. If you'd like to mention them before we close out, you're more than welcome to identify those issues.
Well, being in Baltimore, the one thing that is fresh in everyone's mind is the corruption that goes on, as we saw when President Trump called out with Elijah Cummings and all the money that's been missing and the corruption that continually happens in the city. That is a major focus of this campaign as well, as well as mental health. So I'd love to come back, and we'll definitely talk about some of those plans moving forward, and I appreciate it. As always, American kids first.
Thank you very much, Tim, for coming on the show, and thank you for standing up and representing America. God bless you.
God bless you. Thanks.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, we just heard from Tim Vizenbaker for U.S. Congress. We need more American patriots in this country, and Tim is one. And I urge you to please look for him on Facebook and Twitter at Tim Vizenbaker, running for U.S. Congress out of Maryland, I believe. This is Conservative Talk Radio. You can follow us on Facebook at Conservative Talk Radio. You can also follow us at Right Talk Radio on Twitter. Please visit us at our blogspot, at Blogspot, Conservative Talk Radio at Blogspot, for all of our last shows or future shows. That's our website where we not only share news and information, we have our commentary on there also. You can also follow me on Twitter at Chauncey I. Brown III. on Twitter. It's CIBROWNIII on Twitter as well as on Facebook. My title is political commentator, news correspondent, and radio host, because I do have many pages and Twitter handles. I also want to share with you about our next show. Our next show will be having on Angela Roman, running from the 5th District of Oregon. She's a very exciting candidate running for Congress. She's been on the ground physically fighting against Antifa. We're going to have her on the show on Monday. So please, check back, stay tuned. Join us again at Conservative Talk Radio, where we're always right, never left. I'm your host, Chauncey Brown. We will see you on Monday at 2 o'clock with Angela Roma. God bless you. God bless America. And God bless the President of the United States. Goodbye now.